SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. A plane crash in Western Sydney sees a pilot rushed off to hospital. And in sport, the Sydney Roosters fight back with an impressive victory. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant against Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of being responsible for war crimes committed in Ukraine. Russia has repeatedly denied accusations of atrocities during its one-year-old invasion of its neighbour. The ICC issued the warrant for Putin's arrest on suspicion of unlawful deportation of children and unlawful transfer of people from the territory of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. British Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab has applauded the ICC's decision.
I do think that this initial indictment is very significant. It focuses on crimes against children, the forcible deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia, an appalling crime, clearly contrary to all the basic rules and norms of international warfare. And I think it's quite right that there's accountability for that discrete crime without prejudice to whatever else the ICC decides to do.
The court also issued a warrant for Maria Lvova-Belova, Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights, on the same charges. Russia has insisted that they do not recognise the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. A small aircraft has crashed at an airport in southwest Sydney, with its pilot in critical condition. According to Fire and Rescue New South Wales, the single-engine, four-passenger airplane crash-landed at Bankstown Airport yesterday. The plane flipped over during the impact. Eight fire crews arrived on the scene and rescued the pilot from the debris. Paramedics, who were also on standby, transferred the injured pilot to hospital for emergency treatment. The cause of the crash remains unknown. New Zealand is the latest in a series of nations to impose a ban on short video creation app TikTok on all government devices. It comes a few hours after the app was banned in the UK, with fears that it could be leaking sensitive data to China. TikTok, which is owned by Chinese conglomerate ByteDance Incorporated, refused to comment after this latest development. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says the ban follows advice from government experts.
Departments, our system works slightly differently to other countries. Departments and agencies follow the advice take advice from the GCSB in terms of their IT and their cybersecurity policies. And we don't have a blanket across the public sector approach to this, which happens in other areas. And so I'd expect that departments and agencies, including the Parliament, would consider the advice of the GCSB in making those decisions.
China has criticised the Australian government's missile deal with the United States, pointing out that the two countries could trigger an arms race in the region. The 220 Tomahawk-type missiles are part of the nuclear submarines agreement with the UK and the US, which could set Australia back by up to $368 billion. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin stressed that the deal increased regional tensions and seriously undermined regional peace and stability.
To compete with China means to contain and suppress China in all respects as the biggest geopolitical challenge and competitor. It is a huge gamble that ventures the fundamental interest of the two peoples and the future of humanity. China firmly rejects this. China always upholds the principles of mutual respect, equal treatment, win-win cooperation, openness and inclusiveness in developing relations with Asia-Pacific countries and does not direct at any third party, nor is it interested in geopolitical rivalry.
An Australian swimmer has today beaten the world record for the longest surf. Cronulla local Blake Johnston beat the record of 30 hours and 11 minutes yesterday morning. Not stopping there, he stayed in the water for another 10 hours, leaving the new record at a massive 40 hours long. Blake Johnston's efforts went towards raising over $300,000, which will go to the foundation set up after world champion snowboarder Alex Chumpy Pullen, who drowned almost 3 years ago. Jenna Clark from the Chumpy Pullen Foundation says Johnston shares the former snowboarder's fighting spirit.
Blake obviously really embodies what the whole foundation stands for, you know, Chumpy's legacy of all in and making never possible. Like, he's literally making never possible.
In sport, the Sydney Roosters achieved an important victory, coming from behind to beat local rivals South Sydney Rabbitohs 20-18. The Roosters were forced to overcome a 10-0 deficit, but had a lot of help from the bench, with Jared Waria-Hargraves and Brandon Smith coming in to push their team to victory. This win also saw the Roosters avenging their last season's bitter loss in the finals to South Sydney. I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.